when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وتهيأت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشورة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجانة ولعن الله عمر ابن سعد ولعن الله شمرا ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك. May Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, the reins, and took off to combat with you. We were discussing the different variables mentioned in the traditions of these parts. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً تَنَقَّبَتْ أَوْ تَنَكَّبَتْ or تَهَيَّأَتْ لِقِتَالِكْ. The verb تَنَقَّبَ can also mean to cut across. So when we say لَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً تَنَقَّبَتْ, we mean that we also ask the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy the community who patrolled to combat with you, who traversed to combat with you. This تَنَقَّبَتْ, if it is derived from the word نَقْب, which means path, this could mean that we also ask from the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy the people who actually try to combat with you by patrolling, who started to cut across, who patrolled to combat with you. Al-Jawhari, in his book, says, Naqb signifies a path in the mountains. Ibn Faris, in his Mu'jam, takes us deeper. He says that the definition of the single root means an opening in something, which, due to its comprehensive connotation, does not contradict Jawhari's definition, because a path is actually an opening. It is an opening in the way, so it is also called naqb. Ibn Manzur, likewise, provides a similar definition in his book. He means that the infinitive to naqb means perforation in anything whatsoever. Also, Allama Mustafavi, in his book, dives much deeper in his Quran lexicon, At-Tahqiq, and defines the root of naqb and says it means to search, to pierce, to scrutinize whether in a material or spiritual entity. So, the past tense verb تَنَقَّبَتْ, which is used with ta in here to refer to ummah, it would signify they traversed, they patrolled. As a result, the verse can be literally rendered as May Allah distance from His mercy the ummah who patrolled to combat with you. تَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكْ.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So at the end of this part, we read, تَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. They patrolled, or they cut across, or they got ready, or they covered their faces, لِقِتَالِكَ. All these things was for one thing, to combat with you. The phrase لِقِتَالِكَ in this phrase is fundamental, because it informs us the main reason why a community saddled, placed their bridles on their mounts and covered their faces, or they got ready, or they patrolled. The reason is to combat with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If only one reflects on the second person masculine pronoun kaf of the phrase لِقِتَالِكَ, which refers to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, one would realize the gravity of the matter. تَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ تَهَيَّتْ أَلْجَمَتْ أَسْرَجَتْ. All these things, all these actions, to fight against you, to combat with you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's immaculate character is more evident than the sun. His resplendent character is so obvious. Hence, we need not to prove this reality. What is important to realize is that not everyone can see the sun or its rays. The Holy Quran says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.